one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Sports Report Podcast, episode 79 of the Sports Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. I have on the line with me right now, Gene. Gene, how you doing, my friend?
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man, doing pretty good. Just getting a good laugh in at this Monday Night Football game. Seahawks over the Vikings, 21-7. Look, man. Kirk Cousins is trash, dog. How you make $84 million? $84 million. Guaranteed. And you put up one touchdown. That's
inexcusable. They call it stealing money.
It's stealing money. Stealing freaking money. And then to make it so bad. You look pathetic in the process.
Yeah, it's not like he. It's not like he looked like he's just up there killing it.
Yeah.
He's actually literally killing it.
Literally killing it. Oh, my goodness. That's what we should talk about in the NFL, the National Football League. We also want to talk about your Raiders tonight, Raiders part ways with GM Reggie McKenzie. I also want to talk a little bit of Urban Meyer. He's going to be shutting it down after the Rose Bowl. Want to get your thoughts and reaction there. Also, we have a Heisman winner. Look, man, first of all, Murray. Everybody keeps telling me he's 5'10". No, he ain't. No, he ain't. He's not 5'10".
What is he listed?
I think he's listed at 5'10". To me, he's more like 5'8".
Right.
But I think he's listed at 5'10". but yeah, Kyler Murray ends up winning the Heisman this year over Tua Tagovailoa. I don't know, man. That unless you just got a hate bias for Alabama, I don't know how Tua, unless you count the last game he played against Georgia, unless you count that, that was probably his, what, worst performance of the year?
Well, Tua, yeah, because Tua has, you know, good season. I mean, he's had it ever since he stepped in last year for that national championship game.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't lost a game. It's Kyler Murray. What, you transferred from what, Texas A&M?
I think it was
A&M.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know he's undersized, right, for the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
At that position.
Yeah.
I definitely don't see him. I mean, he's a Heisman Trophy winner usually. Not saying that they, you know, Heisman Trophy winners, you know, transcend to the league and they do pretty good because half of them don't.
Yep.
But it is an award for the best college football player. I think they got it wrong. You know, I think you give it to Tua. But this whole, you know, Heisman Trophy to me, it's a joke anymore to me.
Yeah. Before we get into the NFL stuff, and there's a lot of NFL stuff to get to, also got a night in the association as well. Got some scores and highlights. We'll go over there. But let me get your reaction to Urban Meyer. It's kind of funny. The news hit the day after we talked about it. I think it hit Tuesday after last week's show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it hit.
We talked about it Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't talk about as far as him, you know, leaving like this.
Yeah.
I think he listen, he's 7-0 against Michigan. He's only lost 9 games in his time there.
Mm-hmm.
A national championship, multiple Big Ten championships. I mean, he's going out on top regardless. But I think everybody's speculation of why he's leaving is just because of everything that was going on during the season.
Right.
with the firing of the coach, and then losing Bosa, which that's not on him. That was just due to injury, but and now he's making the program look bad or whatever. That's what's in the media now. He's not making it look bad. What it is it's his time. It done ran its course. He's obviously having some issues with his health. And they keep saying, you know, he can't keep being under that kind of duress and stress and think, you know, that this somewhat tumor that's on his brain, or not tumor, but this issue that he has with that, you know, coaching could factor into that getting a little bit worse. I honestly think he'll coach again, but I don't know what capacity. And when you've been at this level, the level he's been at, coming from Florida, because he actually started in Bowling Green, you know, so he turned that program around after a couple of years, went to Florida, won him a national championship, then he come to Ohio State. So obviously he does something right. But I honestly don't think that, I honestly don't think this is a force out from the university at all, because I think him and Gene Smith got along pretty well. I think if anybody should probably be leaving here soon, it should be Gene Smith. You know, because he always skating, you know, and, you know, they've been having a witch hunt on him for a long time. And, as far as him, leaving the program in shambles, that's completely false in my opinion. I think every university has some issues. Some are just exposed and some aren't. I think you have those situations where you know, you don't rock the boat, and you know, to go back to the whole situation, if he had knowledge of what was going on earlier in the season about the coach, it doesn't matter at this point because it's done and over with. But I think to a degree, maybe 10% of that played in him leaving too, because he's always going to get questioned about it. They kept it out of the media the last couple weeks, few weeks, or about 6 weeks out of the season. They kept it out of the media. They didn't hound him no more about it. But, you know, it's still there. The advocates are still there. And we don't know what goes on totally behind the scenes, and calls that are made and emails that are sent. But like I said, I think him leaving is he leaving on top, and he leaving the program in good hands. Yep. I mean, they got to work on that defense, but I think they already made one move and made Brian Hartline the full-time quarterbacks coach. So that's a good thing. As long as they don't shake it up too much, his biggest thing is he going to be able to recruit like Urban?
Right.
And if he can recruit like Urban, I think because it still is the Ohio State University, so kids still going to want to come play there because they know they can get to the league. And one thing Urban did, he told them kids when he recruited them, he said, listen, if you come here and you come and play, I'm going to get you a job. So he did do that. He got kids jobs, especially if they played at a high level. So I think the program is in great hands with Day. Like I said, as long as he can still recruit and even though, you know, guys are going to decommit just because they want to just play for Urban Meyer. Those were Urban Meyer's guys. So those guys are going to leave. But if he can replace them and recruit well, I don't think we're going to miss too much. I think it's still going to be a winning program.
I think so, too. Now, let me head on to line number two. We got Dr. Doom on the line with us. How you doing, bro?
Oh, I'm all right.
Good.
It's been a rough couple weeks.
I feel you, man. It ain't easy being a Redskins fan.
Nah.
I feel you, man.
It's been a lot of drinking going on.
I feel you. All right. We talked about Urban Meyer retiring. We talked about that. Now let me bring.
I don't think he's gonna be tired for long though.
Yeah, that's what Gene was saying too, and I agree with both of you guys. I think once you get into that spot of work of coaching, once you get into that upper echelon of coaching, the itch never truly goes away. So I think you will see him back again. Now I think it's something interesting to note too, and I want to ask you guys: do you think this helps Jim Harbaugh, because he was saying that he's not leaving Michigan?
Nah. He's got that lifetime contract. Why would he leave?
What you mean help him as far as now since Urban's gone, he might be able to win.
He might be able to win something.
Nah, like I said, if Ryan Day stick to the program, well, of course you know he's gonna change some things because he's in charge. But
yeah,
as long as he can continue to recruit like Urban has, they'll be fine. Because I don't see Michigan's time was. Remember we talked about that. 2016 was the year that Michigan was a better team all the way around.
Yep.
And then this year they were a better defensive team.
Yep.
So I think he missed the boat. So it might be a couple of years for before we see Michigan be where they were at during the middle of the season.
All right. Let's go ahead real very quickly. We're going to do a short show tonight. Brother, I got to go to work tomorrow. But I know you guys got to work as well. Gonna hit the scoreboard very, very quickly. NCAA, only one game. Army defeats Navy 17-10. I was kind of a little taken aback by that because Navy's got a better team, but Army pulls out the victory nevertheless.
Screw Navy.
Over in the NFL, Titans beat the Jags 30-9. And I just want to say this too. Their running back ends up scoring for like 4 touchdowns in that game. Dude, nobody had you in fantasy, so thank you for helping absolutely no one. Saints beat the Bucks 28-14. Jets defeat the Bills 27-23. Browns defeat the Panthers 26-20. Brian Sipe the second hits a nice TD pass. I still don't know how he connected on that TD pass. I don't get it. I don't understand it. You know the TD pass I'm talking about, going down in the fourth quarter between those two defenders like that. That was – I don't know how he completed that pass.
He had the safety that was playing up top. Well, that was playing over. He got there, but he dropped it right in there. But I think that was more Landry at the end of that because he kind of – you know, listen, Baker, you know what he does. He gets squirrely, and he hopes receivers break routes. And if they break routes, then he's pretty good at that. So – you know, I thought he put the ball where it's supposed to go in the corner, but I thought Juice did a good job of getting there and getting between those defenders.
Right. Packers defeat the Falcons 34-20. Chiefs defeat the Ravens in a close one. I thought the Chiefs were going to lose that game 27-24 to the Ravens, but the Chiefs pull it out. Raiders, your Raiders defeat the Steelers 24-21. I'm shocked that field goal kicker still got a job.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? People want to say, you know, he missed a field goal or it was, you know, he slipped in. But you got to remember, it was still a game played between the first quarter and the fourth quarter. And I thought the Raiders the last couple weeks have shown major improvement on finishing games.
Yeah, man, like Reggie McKenzie gets fired on the up note. I thought you at least – let him stay the season.
Yeah, because they was talking early in the season, like, you know, well, he was like, you know, me and Gruden are on the same page, and we want the same things moving forward. And you know, they because I think they was going off of his record since he's been GM. I think they made the playoff once. I think it was 2016 and won 12 games, I think. But other than that, they haven't done too much. And I think this last couple years, these draft picks have been kind of shaky. Not the Conley pick. It's been okay, but the picks before that and then the picks after Conley, they haven't really panned out.
Yeah, really hasn't. But let's see what they do. Let's see what they do next year. You got a draft coming in with a lot of picks, so we'll see where that goes. Dolphins defeat the Patriots 34-33.
Has anybody checked on Surfer?
I haven't heard from Surfer. I talked to Rage, but I didn't really talk to him about the game. But I did speak to Rachel.
They ain't gonna talk about that, man.
Nah, we talk, ended up talking about something else. But nevertheless, I just think that they weren't prepared for that play. And why you got Gronk on special teams anyway?
Trying to get hurt.
Pretty much.
I don't understand why you have Gronk on special teams. I don't get that. Giants defeat the Redskins 40-16. Colts defeat the Texans 24-20. Andrew Luck is playing really, really well right now. Dallas better not sleep on them when they go up there this week. Don't sleep on them. Chargers defeat the Bengals 26-21. 49ers get a beautiful game from George Kittle to beat the Broncos 20-14. Cowboys defeat the Eagles by sheer luck 29-23. Lions defeat the Cardinals 17-3. And the Bears defeat the Rams in a shocker 15-6. Monday Night Football, the Seahawks defeat the lonely Vikings 21-7. That Cowboys game, that bobble ball, that should have been an interception.
The Cowboys paid the referees off, I said. And that fumble was atrocious.
They paid him off. They paid him off, dude.
Yep. Nick Patrick is out there tonight.
Oh, shit. No, you didn't go to Nick Patrick. Nah. But they've won, what, 5 in a row, so we'll see where they end up. I'm going to take a page from Stephen A. Smith's book. But everybody keeps talking about Amani Toomer has been the difference maker. I want people to realize about Amari Toomer. That Philadelphia Eagles secondary is atrocious. It's been hurt.
Oh.
It's been injured all year. Me, you, and Gene could have done what Amari Cooper did with that secondary out there. You heard Chris Carter on First Thing First this morning talking about he's going to come out of retirement. I mean, really?
Oh. Who is that? Well, that is a bad defense, though. Yeah, I mean,
terrible defense.
Let's just be honest.
Terrible defense. And right now, you're looking at the third seed. Now, I had my moment with my Saints on Sunday, but right now they're in best record in the league because tiebreaker with the Rams. However,
you're pretty upset.
First of all, it pissed me off because there ain't no way in the world we should have started that slow against the Bucs. That's the first thing. Shouldn't have started.
I know
off that
Jameis Stinkston.
Because you saw what they did. It wasn't so much that the Bucs were beating us because they only scored one touchdown. We beat ourselves. Yeah, we're beating ourselves. But we corrected the situation, got everything right. But my issue comes into play. We got a tougher schedule. We got a tougher road to hoe because we got the Panthers twice and the Steelers once. Steelers are reeling, but that doesn't mean the Steelers can't fix their issues. Matter of fact, there was a story that came out earlier with the Steelers that Le'Veon Bell actually hit everybody, all the like. He hit a like on a social media post about the Steelers losing. And they are missing Le'Veon Bell right now. Ooh, missing Le'Veon Bell right now.
Especially with Connor down.
Yeah, Connor's gone, and Samuels went in there, stuck up the joint, didn't do well. And again, they had that game, and they let it slide through their fingers.
Yeah.
Now, Patrick Mahomes. Does it look like he's going to be the MVP in the National Football League this year?
They ain't got no choice.
He's a Steph Curry of the NFL.
What I'm saying is Drew Brees had two bad games.
Yep. So true. Let me go to the association for a quick second. I want to talk about the Chicago Bulls. They got some major uproars going on with the Bulls right now. Players revolting against the coach.
Well, you want me to tell you one thing?
What?
They solve. If you can't handle a 2-hour practice, you need to get the hell out of the league.
Yeah.
Yep.
You right. But
I mean, they had 27 turnovers.
Yep.
to the Kings.
The coach did the right thing. I would have ringed their ass.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What was that? A 50? What was that? A 50 plus point loss?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the NBA, fellas.
That's just terrible. Yeah. Tonight, Bulls go down to the Kings, 108-89. Clippers are up on the Suns right now, 117-113. It's about 2 minutes and 56 seconds left in OT. Ain't no telling how that's going to go. The Warriors right now at halftime leading the Timberwolves 63-57. Heat over the Lakers. How much? 63-57. Warriors over the Timberwolves. Heat at halftime over the Lakers at halftime 58-55. We got the Pacers defeating the Wizards 109-101. That's another team that's just, I don't know, hard to figure out. They have no
identity.
No identity at all. They should be a lot better than what they were. I know John Wall, I believe, was out tonight, but Bradley Beal dropped to 30, and you still lost.
I think Bradley's on his way out anyway.
He might be. He might be.
Well, the whole Wizards.
Oh, Wizards team need to be the hell out of there. They need to blow that thing up. Celtics down five. I believe they were down five players. I don't think Kyrie played. I don't think Gordon Hayward played.
And they still blew up.
Still beat the Pelicans 113-100.
You know what really takes me away?
What?
Is all this Anthony Davis talk.
Being traded by, they talking about as late as the 15th of this month.
Yeah, talking about a three-team deal is in play.
You know, the LeBron stands.
We'll see how that goes. Bucks defeat the Cavs 108-92. I thought the Greek Freak came out earlier this week with a very interesting post saying he finds it hard to practice and be chummy with his contemporaries. And I get it. I totally get it. Because I feel the same way. Why be buddy-buddy with LeBron and KD and the crew? Your goal should be to be better, to crush them. So I sort of kind of see the statement in that.
Well, he can learn how to get a damn jump shot.
That's the whole league, though. I mean, because if you look at the league more than ever, you know, outside of your Steph Currys, outside of your Klay Thompsons, it's like it's not a shooter's league as it used to be.
I don't know. I think it's turned more shooter, less defense.
Yeah, the defense has always been gone. That's always been gone. But when you look at your major stars, Ben Simmons don't have a shot. The Greek Freak don't have a shot. All these major superstars don't have a consistent jumper that they can go to, be it mid-range jumper, three-point shot, anything like that. They don't seem to have. They can drive to the hole. They can create. Can't shoot.
I see what you mean by certain individual players, but I think if you look at the scoring in the East this year, those teams 2 years ago, we was looking at 89, 85, 90 to 96. You know, relatively low scoring, which I think the East now they're putting up over 100 points a game.
They are.
Yeah, they're getting up there with the West. So that, you know, is about, you know, obviously speeding the game up a little bit, a couple of rule changes here and there. But as far as all those teams try to shoot, I mean, Ben Simmons don't shoot. I don't know what the hell. This is my question I have to ask. How do you get to the NBA?
They can't shoot.
After playing in college.
Well, they don't play in college, dog.
Huh?
They ain't playing in college. That one and done, man.
Yeah, man. Because they get into the league, and I'm not like, man, you can't knock down an elbow jumper?
They have not learned the fundamental game of basketball.
Yeah, you're right.
How long did Blake Griffin stay in Texas? Wasn't he there for just like 1 or 2 years?
Yeah.
He never developed a jump shot until now.
Till now. And that's been like, I'm talking about like now, like recently, yeah. Like in the last couple of years. Because he usually was just come down and jamma and back up to court. But these guys, man, that's sad to me, man. Because you got guys that can handle it, but they can't shoot it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible. And that's what I'm saying. Outside of your, you know, your Steph Curry's, outside of your Klay Thompson's, you know, your shooters that you know and trust. Outside of those guys, you know, when you look at some of these major superstars,
mm-hmm.
they don't have a jumper.
Nope.
They don't have a jumper. And I think that's just a damn shame.
That's
a damn shame to me. Thunder defeats the Jazz 122-113. I don't know what's going on with the Jazz. They seem to be struggling. They're real streaky. They're real hot and cold.
Mm-hmm.
13-15 on the year, 9-9. 13-15, and they're 9-9 on the road. This real streaky. They need to get it together. Mavericks defeat the Magic 101-76, and the Nuggets still playing well. 18-9, 10-3 at home. Defeat the Grizzlies 105-99. That Jokic boy, don't sleep on Jokic. If you get Jokic in family in fantasy basketball, you good. I wish I could have.
You know what?
You good.
And your one guy, Wilcox.
Mm-hmm.
We laughed and clowned him.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, he told the truth.
He said Denver was going to be special.
Yep, he told the truth on that. He really, really did. I got to give props to him for that. I talked to him the other day. I'm going to try to get him back on the show, as a matter of fact.
You ain't talking about the big news. Your boy Swaggy P's back in the league.
Oh, Lord. Who'd he sign with?
The Nuggets.
That's a good move,
man. He's a damn world champ. You don't sit here and disperse the name of.
How Tony C say it? Look here, we ain't gonna disrespect Swaggy P on this network.
Oh, he got a ring. He got something more than Charles Barkley.
Yup. He got something Charles ain't got.
Yeah, he did.
That's right.
Yeah, JaVale McGee got two over.
Yep.
Playing part time.
Big props to Atlanta United for winning the 2018 MSL Cup. I'm hoping, you know, maybe the Falcons, maybe the Hawks can get some of that championship pedigree from the United. So congrats to Atlanta
Hell
United.
Nah.
Congrats to Atlanta United for winning that thing. Kareem Hunt's back in the news. He enters counseling for alcohol and anger management. Several teams are monitoring that situation. We talked about that he won't be back this year, but he'll definitely be back in the league next year. Who do you guys think might be in the market for him?
Redskins. Hell, we're going to take him up.
Hey, we got money over in Oakland. We'll take him.
Oh my goodness!
You know why we're taking? Because this ain't the situation they're trying to make it out to be. You know,
no.
This guy's young and it wasn't. It's an acquaintance type situation for him. It wasn't. This isn't his girlfriend, and he just hauled off and you know did some things to her. No, this is an incident that got out of control, and he made some bad decisions. And you know, everybody deserves a second chance. And he will get a second chance. Him going to this little, was it rehab he's going to now or
yep.
Counseling that he's going to? Yep. This is the first step. You know, this is what they're saying. This is what you're going to have to do. And you have to show your remorse. You didn't mean it. And it was a bad decision. And he already owned up to it. So it's not like this situation ain't as bad as like the media trying to portray it, man.
He did do that. That's true.
Yeah, it's not as bad as they're trying to portray it. Now, the guy from San Francisco, now that's a little bit different. He done had prior incidents with that same girl. And then
I heard she crazy.
Yeah, I heard she nutso.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he had incidents with her. And then, you know, then this incident again. So that's something they need to take a look at as far as that. But like Doom just said, she might be provoking some of that.
Hello,
you know what I mean?
Welcome to... She was in the news, too, this week, saying that she released a video saying that she was lying the first time and he did attack her back in February. Look here, man. Where does your credibility lie in that? You admit you lied the first time, and now you're trying to get hemmed up again.
She just want money, man.
Yeah.
You're talking about our guy in San Francisco?
Yeah, San Francisco.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, because even...
You mean Washington.
Washington now, you know, yeah.
We well, yeah. all of Alabama's defense.
That's pretty much what it right. is. It's Alabama.
Because she got on TV telling way too much. Even with Rice's girlfriend, even though we all seen the video or whatnot, she didn't get on TV talking crazy, trying to, you know, push the gas on this guy. This girl right here, she's pushing the gas. Like, oh yeah, he's been doing it. And the announcer said, well, why did you stay with him? You know, out of love. You should have said out of money.
Yep.
Really, she's true. Nuts, man. Really, she true. I hate, you know, I really dislike when they get on there and push the envelope, especially when you got you know, black couples like that. And, you know, just to see her try to take him down, man, I don't really care for that too much. But, and you know what? And they always end up at some point getting either back together or we're going to counseling. We're going to work on our relationship. Man, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Tough situation, man.
It really is. And the thing's so bad, if she would have told the truth the first time, or rather, I shouldn't say told the truth. I'm going to say it because she admitted the lie. She admitted the lying.
She admitted that she didn't verbatim.
Yeah. So
verbatim tell what happened.
Right. So if you admitted that you lied the first time, if you would have told the truth the first time and stuck to that truth.
Right. Well, like you said, her credibility shot right now.
Right.
Now we kind of find it hard to believe what she's saying now, like the extra stuff besides the stuff that we don't really know. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I don't believe her.
Yep.
At all.
How do you guys, and I'm going to kind of talk about this with a grain of salt. How do you guys look at somebody, former players of certain teams? We've seen Michael Irvin in so many different scenarios. We've seen him on ESPN. We've seen him today on Fox. And I understand that's your team, but at the same point, do you think Michael Irvin?
You need
Irvin
to check, make sure. Well, Michael Irvin, you need to check before he come out there that his nose is clean. That's the first thing. You know, he probably in there sniffing a little something.
I thought it was too over the top today.
Yeah, he might. You know, he's on like that white powder.
I thought it was way too over the top, man. And again, I understand that's your team. I understand you love your team. I get it. I understand that. But at the same point, damn, dude, really? You know, you ain't got to coon yourself out like that. You don't have to coon yourself out like that.
Well, Dallas is doing good, man. This is this is the problem with the Dallas Cowboy fans, man.
Yeah. But the exception of Tony C., I give Tony C. his props. He is a realistic Cowboys fan, so I give Tony C. his props.
Yeah. He's an exception. Yeah. You talking about the rest of them, the ones that's wearing their jerseys. Boy, it is horrible around here.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Who should we blame for that Pats loss? Do we blame Belichick for that Pats loss this week?
Yep. I blame the player.
I mean, it's like, this year, the Patriots have had, you know, over past years, a certain sense of invincibility about them. You know they're going to win at home, and I know the Dolphins normally give them problems on the road, but for the most part, they're excellent at home, solid on the road. This year hasn't been the case. They've looked bad in both places. I don't think this might be the year they can be got. Now, Pittsburgh needs to fix whatever ails them because they got New England coming up. So, if they can get Big Ben back, I don't know about James Conner. I don't know if he's coming back because if that's a high ankle sprain, like I think it is, he's going to be out for another week.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they'll be able to compete with them. But right now, it looks like they might hold on to that second seed in the AFC because Houston lost, the Steelers lost. So they may hold on to that second seed. And it's been one way or the other for the Patriots. It's either been the offense has been good or the defense has been good. They haven't been able to put one solid game together to where they've been cohesive. And Brady played all right game. I wish James White would have did a little more than what he did, but it's all good. Do you think this is gonna be the? Oh man.
We're gonna toss them up.
I think we did. Tony C, how you doing, man?
Man, when you refer to the Cowboys, I need you to refer to them as the first place Dallas Cowboys.
That's all I'm asking.
We can earn that. You feel me? All we gotta do is win one of these last three, and we in there, and we got a shot. So just refer to them as that. You know what I'm saying? That's all I ask on the network, on the sports report. And second of all, how can you blaspheme? I heard you earlier blaspheme and talk about Amari Cooper like he wasn't a number one wide receiver or something.
Not saying he's not, but come on, dude.
Okay.
Come on, dude. That Philadelphia 76ers.
Hold on.
Defense is terrible.
For someone who played position and know what it is and know what it be like, you don't understand not having that. This is the first time Dallas has had a real wide receiver probably since Michael Irvin. When I say a real wide receiver, no, T.O. wasn't a pure route runner. You know, he run goals, slants, and curls. Amari Cooper can run every route on the route tree.
I agree. He can run the whole
route. But what I'm saying to you, that means when his speed leaves him, he'll be able to go and be a number two receiver and still be a possession receiver. He'll be what Adam Thielen is right now. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. But all I'm saying is,
I can't let you do it.
I ain't disrespecting that Philadelphia because
you slighting what he did.
I'm not slighting. I'm not slighting. I'm giving a reason
that was out there.
I'm not slighting. I mean, hell,
it ain't his fault. They had to go get someone from a post office, insurance salesman.
But that
ain't his fault.
But I'm not disrespecting. It's one reason if I came out here.
Okay, what about what he did to Josh Norman on?
Did I say he
on
sucked?
Thanksgiving?
But did I say he sucked though? I didn't say he sucked.
They're
terrible, dude.
Good. Okay.
They're terrible.
Okay,
dude.
I give you that. What about what he did in New Orleans?
Okay.
Eli Apple and Lattimore, though.
I told you Eli Apple was trash the moment they got him.
What about Lattimore?
Remember when they got Eli Apple, I said that dude was trash. He trash, dude.
What about Lattimore?
He ain't been playing up to his expectations since last year. Come on, man.
Oh, so everybody, just, you got like, excuse for everybody. No, okay, what about who else he gave the business to?
I said
the Redskins. The only team that pretty much held him in check was Tennessee, and that was because Dak, he had just got there, and they weren't in the ribbons just yet.
Right.
Wasn't this the week that, and I thought this helped out a lot, didn't Cole Beasley come back?
Beasley had been there the whole time.
He was talking about
MC Beasley, right?
Yeah.
Beasley would be there the whole time. Listen, man, let me tell you something.
I thought Beasley just came back. No.
Cole Beasley's been there the whole time. Let me tell you something, man. Mm-hmm. The man is a pure receiver.
Not saying he's not.
He's not like Julio Jones. He's not like a freaking man.
Oh, how you going to do that to Julio, dude?
No, Julio is a freak. He's freaking strong, and he can run past anybody. But Amari, route running wise, what I'm telling you, bruh, We watch him. Even on that slant, dude was in the best position to make the play. You know what I'm saying? But he kept going. He went. The average receiver was stopped.
He ran out and in.
Right.
He left it.
No, that was a slant. No, it wasn't a slant.
That was a slant.
But what happened when he crossed the dude's face?
It ended up turning.
The average receiver. Yeah, then he caught it. And then it turned into a, what you call an out. What I'm saying to you is when you run that slant, not so good route runner, when you go across his face, you stop. Amari didn't stop. He kept going.
He threw the ball, and
Dak threw the ball behind him, which was a blessing.
He threw it
in front of him. It got knocked down.
Yeah, he stuck with it.
But my point of the matter is, this is a better skill wise team, even than the Cowboys team in 2013 when they lost to
the Packers
the first time, and then when they lost to them the second time.
Yeah.
Skill wise, if Linehan does what he uses them how he's supposed to do, and Dak can hit one of those balls to Michael Gallup, oh my God!
I agree. Now, I agree there.
You just need one of those.
I agree there, because Gallup can fly.
I mean, that's the most frustrating thing about watching Dak play. It's like high school quarterbacks can hit that.
Yeah.
And throw the deep ball, especially when it's wide open. All you got to do is put an L up on it.
Yep.
Dude fast, he's going to run up on it. But once they get that under, I think they might be able to do a little something, man. This might be the time, and then on the back end, Dak Prescott can't want $28 million a year.
He's not that good. Thank you. And this is the most realistic Cowboys fan you're gonna get. I will give Tony C that, because there's a lot of people on Facebook that's just been going off. Hey, about this. Hey, about that. Them boys, and don't know a lick about football. Tony C comes on.
No,
here,
because I don't. All that synergy go together, because you got the best talent in the world, but you got Jason Garrett over there and Linehan over there who got track records of messing something up.
Right.
You're always going to be on pins and needles. Like yesterday with the 4th-and-1.
Mm-hmm.
I damn sure thought they was going to kick that field goal.
Yeah.
And then to call that run, the play that they called, damn, they got stopped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, we be hanging on by the hair, they chin over there, them guys, man.
Let me.
Then you got fat ass people like Jason Whitlock on there talking about they should get a ball to Zeke 20 some times a game and be the 2000 Ravens.
I hate that dude.
I know
as black men, the one thing that we supposed to do are to show support for one another and show support of what we do. But I'm sorry. I just don't agree with him at all.
The thing about it is, it's like he's not watching the game. Philadelphia got all their DBs is hurt or beat up. And you talking about they should have been running the ball.
No.
Man, you should throw the ball down there every play.
Yeah.
They couldn't cover nobody.
Mm-mm. I said earlier, me. Me, Gene, Doom, we all could have got open against our secondary. Our secondary is terrible. Our back end is terrible. If that front seven for the Eagles don't get to you, you're going to have a field day.
If the Cowboys would have had even piece of accurate quarterback like Rodgers or Drew Brees, somebody like that, man, please. They'd have got beat. They'd be Philly like New Orleans beat Philly, like 40-something to 6.
Let me ask y'all a question. What y'all think there's truth to these rumors that the Cowboys trying to get Witten out of retirement?
For what?
I don't know why.
Yeah, they don't need him.
The tight end they got is sir. Listen, they needed a receiver that can take a safety out of the box.
Right.
And if you play Amari Cooper one-on-one and you're not Patrick Peterson with another good shutdown corner in the league. Give me Jalen Ramsey falling off. Somebody like that.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long day for you, bro.
Yeah.
And they got that now.
But you see how they planning. If you see him over there inside that 5-yard line and he playing them close, you know that's a 1-on-1 situation. And Dak figuring out that, because he hadn't had a receiver like that since probably Witten, and Witten wasn't a route runner, obviously. He was short.
Oh, no, Witten would run better routes than Dez Bryant any day. He was a route runner.
Well, what I'm saying, he was a possession receiver, more or less. But
yeah.
And he wasn't a wideout. But right. At the wideout position, they get Mari in these mismatches, and I don't know why defenses play him close. Because, for one, people fail to realize that Mari Cooper is a big guy.
Yep, yep.
And he's a fast guy, and he's a strong guy. He's got a hell of a combination. And the reason why I don't think he worked with the Raiders is just because I think it got to a point where he knew what the Raiders were trying to do, and the Raiders knew what he was trying to do. And I think it worked out. And I think we compensated and got a first-round pick for him. That was good. But I think he's a one, and he wasn't getting played like a one with the Raiders. He's a top receiver, and now you're seeing that.
I think they want to run everything over in Raider land. I think they want to run everything through Jared Cook for some reason. Jared Cook is a big tight end.
They were trying to get that cap. I think it's at almost $89 million now.
I understand that you're trying to get the cap down, but I think the reason why he was trying to get as much
money on the cap.
But I think so too. What Gruden messed up was he didn't feature him. If you look at what Dallas is doing, Dallas is featuring Amari Cooper. The Raiders weren't featuring him.
Well, they kind of ain't got no choice with the Cowboys because they didn't have no 5-star receiver. You know, they had those guys running. You know, those guys were average. Come on, let's be honest. And it made Dak look bad.
I mean,
now look at Dak. Look at Dak's QB rating.
Dak still looks bad. Let me tell you something like this. I don't care what nobody say. I will bet you right now with my team, if the Dallas Cowboys had a quarterback like Derek Carr at quarterback,
mm-hmm.
people would be saying they'll go to the Super Bowl. Because you know why? Derek Carr is accurate.
He's accurate. Thank
that's
you.
That's what messed Dak up. He's not accurate, especially on the deep ball. Because you only get a certain amount of those a game. And if you can't hit on none of them.
Right, right. And I think, and you said, and you hit the nail on the head earlier, too. I don't think he's worth $28 million. I don't think he's worth it.
Hell no.
If he
comes in there and says, I want $28 million at the end of next year, Jerry Jones said, I will give you $20 million a year. If you don't take it, let him walk.
Because
you're still going to have Amari Cooper, and you're going to have Zeke.
Yep.
You feel me?
Yep.
And you're going to pay your linebacker, Jalen Smith, and the other guy, the other white guy. And then you have Lawrence.
Vandress.
And then you have Byron Jones.
And you pay Vandress.
You got your line.
Yep. Yep. And you pay Vandress.
There you go.
And you pay Vandress.
If they play this smart, man, this team could do something that hadn't been done in the NFC in a minute. Where they keep that core together. Amari Cooper only 24. Byron Jones, I think he may be a couple years older than him. You got Zeke. And that line and them linebackers, you good, bruh. I'm telling everybody right now, I'm putting my vote in. I want somebody like Derek Carr. Give me one of them quarterbacks like that. I'm sorry. I'm letting Dak walk.
But let me ask you guys.
I let him walk.
I would too.
In 2 years, I let him walk.
I would too. I really would. But let me ask you guys this. Right now, we had a situation last night where which the Rams just got shut down by the Bears. Are we sleeping on teams like Dallas? Are we sleeping on teams like Chicago? Are we sleeping on teams that are defense oriented, but don't
it's
necessarily
because of their quarterback?
Because they're shaky at quarterback.
And then there's teams get stronger towards the end of the season, and they start they. they finally start clicking and the chemistry gets there. And I think that's what you see. You see a team who come out the gates fast, like the Rams, you know, they're starting to wear down a little bit. Just like,
if you put somebody like I said, a Derek Carr, and just let it, like you just trade quarterbacks toward the end of the season. You put Derek Carr in Dallas, and maybe even, I'd say put Matt Stafford in Chicago. They'll be saying that one of them teams go to the Super Bowl. They'll be a favorite. With those defenses, they'll be favorites over even your New Orleans Saints or the Rams.
So with the Patriots going down the way they did, with the Steelers losing and reeling, with the Texans losing, right now the AFC is just given to the Chiefs?
Pretty much. Going through Kansas City, yeah.
Definitely going through Kansas City. Pat Mahomes is special, man.
Yeah.
And I don't see even if, because the Steelers are one of the, you know how the Steelers operate. They'll look bad for a couple weeks, and all of a sudden they're playing lights out. You know, that's coaching. But as far as in the AFC, I mean, unless they do something to hurt themselves, because you gotta look at them without Hunt, and you see it tail off a little bit without that running game, just a little bit. You're seeing it tail off, but you have such a superstar in Mahomes that he makes up for it.
And Spencer Ware went down.
Will, I'm going to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. If the Dallas Cowboys had Russell Wilson as their quarterback, would they be a Super Bowl favorite?
Yes.
Ain't no doubt about it. With this team this year?
This team this year.
Oh, yeah. With that line?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
And see that? But, I just want to ask that question. That was another guy I said you want to think you could swap in there. But, yeah, Kansas City, man, because if they're the one, they get the one out of the, what, 4-5 or the 6 seed, just so happen to win?
Mm-hmm.
They got to go to Kansas City?
Yep.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
That's going to be tough.
Pittsburgh definitely don't want to see Kansas City no more. That defense they got.
Oh Lord! No.
Baltimore have a better shot than Kansas City. I mean, than Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Against Kansas City.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson played well yesterday, just to shut up his haters. He played decent yesterday.
Yeah, he gonna get better.
He's learning. He got banged up a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
He's learning.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Lamar Jackson, if you look at all those quarterbacks, that came out last year, Baker and Rosen and Allen. You look at what Lamar's done in this short amount of time.
He was straight until he got hurt.
Yep. That's what messed him up.
And the only reason why I say that about, Rosen, and because they were throwing to the wolves, pretty much him and Allen, they were kind of throwing to the wolves. Darnold, he's average.
Yeah.
And then you look at Baker, they're catering to him to make him look good, flat out.
Yeah,
hey man, you don't quit disrespecting Baker Mayfield like that.
Hey,
y'all only won 0 games last year. Now y'all got what, 5 wins, something like that.
I'm sorry, but that's not because of him. I think it's other pieces there. I think they got rid of some pieces. I think the defense got.
I'm gonna ask you a question. Okay, let me ask you this question. Since not because of him. How many games y'all won before he got though?
Here's the deal.
Don't worry, I wait.
You gotta remember, but you gotta remember too.
You know they won no games, but are you
okay?
Are you going to really put this all on Baker?
I'm not saying it's all on him. He's a contributing factor.
But you got to remember, too, in Gene's defense.
He lost early in the season. Tyrod didn't lose a game. It was the special teams that lost Tyrod games.
You go
back to those games.
What about that game against Philadelphia when he got his head knocked off? Tyrod got his head knocked off.
You're talking about the Jets, because that's when he got, that's when Baker got in, was against the Jets. And he didn't get in because they pulled Tyrod. Tyrod went down with a head injury, and they said he had a concussion.
But the man ain't stuck since he's been in there, though. That's the thing.
Can you play.
He's a baller.
Okay, let me ask you this right here. And this is for you, too.
Well, I'll take him in Dallas right now. You can hear the deep ball.
Here's my thing. If I don't pull you out, you come out because of an injury, or you got
Wally Pip.
Listen, hold on. You went in protocol, and they said it was a mild concussion, so he'll be out of protocol. It was about 3 days after. Now they played Thursday when he got hurt.
It was a Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a Thursday night. So they say, well, Hugh's gonna make a decision Monday on who's gonna be the starting quarterback. It shouldn't have been no decision on that. It should have been, if our guy gets healthy, he'll get in. If not, Baker will play.
Should have been like that.
They were like, oh, he's automatically the starter. You can't lose your position over an injury.
I don't care about the Bledsoe, Tom Brady situation. You shouldn't be able to lose your position because you know what?
If Dak got hurt, and you know who's behind Dak down there in Dallas. Who's behind Dallas?
Hold on. Hands up. I got my hand up. Hold on. Now, there has been a precedent set for this before. Don't forget, it was the same similar situation with Tom Brady.
We can't keep going back to that Bledsoe situation, you know. But how many times have we seen this?
Hey, man, all I'm saying is, all that being said, before that man got there, y'all ain't in the game.
But it ain't.
And now
just,
y'all got five wins. I'm not saying it's just him.
Okay.
I'm saying.
You got something to do with it. It's Njoku. He had, those pieces were there. Callaway wasn't, and they re-signed Callaway.
They came in together.
And Jarvis Landry wasn't there neither.
Jarvis Landry wasn't there. Mm-hmm. So
who's throwing the ball to Jarvis Landry?
If you put Baker with that team last year, and you tell me what you get.
I'm not saying he's the only reason, but I'm saying he's a part of it. You got to get a man credit. He's part of it.
Shouldn't you be rating this high? He's having trouble getting it in the end zone at times.
But if y'all had Dak Prescott, y'all wouldn't be winning five games. Y'all probably have about 2 games.
If you look at the teams that he's done beat this year, they all were under 500. They all were under 500,
You play on the schedule, man.
Soon as he played somebody, the Texans.
It ain't his fault.
He played somebody, had some D. Man, he threw interceptions all over the place.
You're a rookie. You respect that.
You supposed to be the big time guy.
Let's switch gears for a second.
You gotta give him some more help.
Let's switch gear for a second.
He need to get the hell out.
You know what?
If I was him,
after he was with you, I would get the hell out of Cleveland. So you ain't gonna win the damn thing.
That's my whole point. They ain't gonna win nothing. He up there wasting his time.
I want to switch.
Hopefully my Cowboys will pay back, and you can end up right there in Dallas. We'll take it.
I want to switch gears.
Yeah, Amari Cooper, Zeke, and that Zeke, we'll take it.
I want to switch gears real quick over to Doom and his Redskins for a second.
The reason I'm asking, is it time,
Doom, for Dan Snyder to sell this team? Doom, are you there? Doom might be gone. He might be gone.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Is it time for Dan Snyder to sell that team?
I don't know if the original owner, George Allen, them still alive, but I think they need to move back to RFK Stadium so we can break this damn curse. If I lose another quarterback to a broken leg this season, I don't know what I'm going to do myself, man.
Well, it started with RG3. Y'all messed his leg up on that messed up field y'all had.
Yep.
And ever since then, y'all ain't been right. Y'all can't hire a competent landscaping crew.
Damn, Tony
Sealman. That's terrible.
Landscaping.
All the Mexican float around there in the DMV area, y'all can't get no yard man to do lift the RGP leg like that. Man ain't been right ever since. Then Debo Pigeon Coop sweating like a slave. The only person getting him out was his mama. And he ain't been right ever since.
Oh, I just think it's a bad situation. You were not there. Got Mark Sanchez. He gets hurt. Then you sign a dude who ain't played in God knows how long. And it's still in a Bush League organization. Playing for both of them, the Redskins. Josh Jackson hadn't played since 2013. I think he had 5 TDs and 10 picks coming in. And they signed him. What the hell? I don't know what that organization is. I don't know if they just need to blow that whole team up and go from there or
we got a good foundation again. If Alex Smith ain't got his leg broke, we might have been
able to put his face in. Check down Alex.
But to be fair, I don't know who was
made Dak Prescott look accurate.
But to be fair, I don't know what's the lesser of two evils, because you saw a boy with Minnesota tonight. You saw he was second cousins, as Shannon Sharp called him, looked terrible. He was terrible.
He ran for his life, man.
84 mil. 84 million for that.
Hey, man. That's why if I'm Jerry Jones and Dak Prescott cooking up on my $28 million, I'm going to slam a door in this place. You don't get your ass out of here.
But $84 million, and what you say, Tony C, what you've been saying on the show, when you sign those quarterbacks, those big type of checks, you often hurt somewhere else. And that Vikings offensive offensive line has been putrid. All year, it's been putrid. Dalvin Cook can't get any running lanes whatsoever. You saw O'Boy running for his life tonight. $84 million to him, but you couldn't invest that money in the line.
Hey, that's fair. You don't hear me complaining about it. I mean, we got Alex Smith on a deal, but Kirk Cousins wanted too much money, man.
Listen, these quarterbacks don't have to learn how this NFL is being played right now. If you want $80, $100 million a year, you better be prepared to run for your goddamn life.
Yeah.
And that's Aaron Rodgers. He's going to learn the hard way. Because they ain't going to be able to pay Devontae Adams.
Nope.
Somebody going to offer him a crazy amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
So when he out there with the 10-yard fight receivers that don't nobody know their name, but you making $100 million and running for your life, you learning.
Oh,
Cam Newton,
yep.
Running for his life.
Yep.
Who else running for their life Saturday, Sunday? Baker Mayfield? No, he ain't running for his life just yet. He on the rookie deal.
Yeah, that's the guy passes. He gets swirly. He hope receivers break routes. That's how he gets lucky. Okay?
I ain't never seen nobody hate on greatness like Baker Mayfield. The man is good, man.
Man can't even read defenses, man. Are you serious?
He's even better than Dak Prescott.
Oh.
And Dak Prescott is easier because he either played against an 8-man box or they got to stay on the top.
Dak got you leading the division.
Barely. Because he tried to get a game with you.
He did.
Man,
he really did.
Gallup ran a what they call a basic cross. at 13 yards, sitting there wide open. He threw the ball damn near right to the Eagles. The safety was playing behind the receiver. It gave up. That's one touchdown
He really did.
The Eagles ain't driving the field on him. And don't get me started on him holding the ball all damn day. Like, dude, people be wide open. Right? Throw the ball.
And I do want to say this,
too. It's like watching a high school quarterback.
And
watch Dak Prescott.
And I do want to say this, too. I got with some Eagle fans today, and everybody kept talking about the officiating. Look here. You can't blame the official for that yesterday. You cannot blame the officials for that yesterday. But you still can't blame them because you had plenty of opportunities to take that game. You had plenty of opportunities to win that game.
Exactly.
And you didn't do it. You didn't do it.
I can understand if Dallas didn't turn the ball over damn time. They took the ball over three times, I think twice, within their own territory. And y'all couldn't, you only scored one touchdown.
Yep.
Well, that's not the referee's fault. That's your fault. So, miss me with that. This is what happens when you win Super Bowls in this era. People start taking your coaches.
Yep.
Being the head coach.
Yep.
Got to show that he can coach.
Yep.
See, Bill Belichick don't coach no offense. That's why he don't get no blame when Tom Brady don't mess up. He's going to Josh McDaniels. He is supposed to be the coach, but he's an offensive mind or whatever. He supposed to do everything in his power to keep his staff together and say, bro, we're going to get another run out of this. I'll pay y'all whatever. Sometimes the guy, Belichick, no. It ain't all me. He ain't win them Super Bowl, I think, without Josh McDaniels. Check the record. It was Charlie Weiss for them first three. And then the last two, Josh McDaniels. Before Josh McDaniels came back, he didn't win. He wasn't even getting to the Super Bowl.
Wasn't even getting there before McDaniels came back. Yeah. Not at all. All right. We have gone. Anybody got anything?
I got one more thing.
Sure, go ahead.
I got one more thing.
Go ahead.
This hate you got for Kyler Murray. Let me tell you something. Kyler Murray played steady in every game on the schedule. Even the 3-point loss to Texas, he was balls.
Oh, I don't hate him.
Tua played two. No. Let me explain. Tua played two, maybe three teams with that competition level. Mm-hmm. What happened? Alabama, Georgia. They're looking like Dak Prescott. Yeah, sometimes I be thinking I'll take Kyler Murray over Dak Prescott.
I'm not hating on Kyler Murray as far as the skill set. I just don't think he's what he's listed. They ain't know what he 5'10".
What is height?
Ain't know what he 5'10".
I'm getting that height. Let me tell you something. I bet one of the D linemen, no D linemen, probably it's only about a handful of linebackers that can catch him in the NFL.
Now, we agree there.
Oh, he'll have it.
We agree there.
And I'm going to tell you Alabama something. Alabama fans, y'all think Kyler Murray again. I'm trying to tell y'all, they all ain't seen nothing like him. Nobody ain't seen nothing like him. Jit can move.
It should be a good angle.
But when they think they have him in the crosshair, it's going to be a long night.
It's going to be a good back and forth game. Because I don't think Alabama's defense can't really contain. They might be able to outscore, but I don't think they contain. And I don't think Oklahoma can contain Alabama. So it should be a good back and forth game. It could come down to the last possession in a game like that.
Listen, if Hollywood Brown don't play, then you might be in trouble. That damn Hollywood Brown ain't no joke. Like his cousin. Little guy, but he can go. But Alabama, y'all gonna put some speck on our names.
I think the only give me
You gonna remember us after December 29th.
I think the only gimme game in that national play in that college football play is gonna be Clemson and Notre Dame. I think that's gonna be a romp. I really do, because I don't think Notre Dame can stop Clemson.
Clemson is a special team. They got something special going on out there. They got something special going on. I don't think Notre Dame can stop them. I really don't think they can.
Man, Clemson pass defense like the Philadelphia Eagles. They got a Big 12 pass defense. And you can throw the ball. Let me just say that. If you can throw the ball on Clemson, you're going to have a shot. I don't think Notre Dame going to do that, though. Yeah, they're going to try to run Dexter.
They're going to try to run. They're going to try to run that power football, and that plays right into Clemson's hands.
And they're going to waste down.
Yep.
I'll come out in 4-5 wide against Clemson and loosen them up and tire them D linemen out. That's what Oklahoma going to do. Alabama, watch that game. Oklahoma going to go tempo.
He's going to come down last possession.
Yeah.
I think he's going to come down to last
possession. Try to wear the boys out.
I really do. I think he's going to come down to last possession. And you know what? You know what? To me, if Oklahoma wins, to me, it ain't really an upset. Because that offense, you've seen the offense in high gear most of the year.
It's a top-ranked offense.
Mm-hmm. You've seen the offense in gear most of the year.
They got a better offense than Alabama.
Yeah, statistically, yeah.
No, statistics, watch, use your eyes. They got a better offense than Alabama.
So we'll see what they do. It's going to be a good back and forth game. That thing going to be a trap meet. I don't think Nick Saban's going to be able to consistently come up with stops. I don't think Oklahoma's going to consistently come up with stops on the other side of the football either. So we'll see what they do. Anybody got anything else they want to go over before we get out here tonight?
Nah, I'm good.
Hey, if you want, Doom, if you want to, you know, cry a little bit more, feel free.
I'll be all right.
I mean, dude, they show – how the hell on the team website they going to show fans leaving the game?
Hey, I'm a fan. They lost it.
That's some
they
bullshit.
They lost to the Giants without Odell.
That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit.
We ain't got no offense, man.
I think but
y'all better get the wishbone with Adrian Peterson. Two tight ends, three running back.
Yeah, I heard they should have put Jordan Reed as quarterback. We might have been all right.
Oh, shit.
And do something, man.
It's like I said, the wishbone.
Get in the I formation and run the option like Nebraska. Student body right, student body left.
That reminds me.
Me out like this.
There was a report that said Dallas was in the market to get Kareem Hunt when he come off the list. What you gonna do?
You know what? Let me tell you something. Let me say this.
You already got Zeke.
Despite whatever, listen to what I'm saying. You keep Kareem Hunt right on that roster until that Zeke want all that money. Bam! Going on down the road. Listen, man. The day of players staying with teams for a long time, them days are pretty much gone. You got to ride with the team. Bump the player. You got to ride with the team right now.
Yeah.
And if I got Kareem Hunt at about $5 million, $6 million a year, or Zeke at $18 million, I'm taking Kareem Hunt. I'm sorry. I love you, Zeke. You good? You can go to Cleveland and let them pay you $18 million a year. And then, you know, y'all can be over there in mediocrity while we over here trying to prosper and win something. Just like whoever signed Le'Veon Bell. You can sign Le'Veon Bell for $18 million, but your team going to be 8-8, 7-9, 6-10. You gave this running back all this money.
It's going to be interesting to see next year what some of these
I don't
teams.
See him worth that much, though.
Me neither.
Ain't no running back worth that much these days, man.
Not in the
hard cap league, but I can't give you that if you want to win. I can't.
Right.
I ain't mad at Pittsburgh at all. I can't. You can't be mad at them because if I give you that, and I gave Antonio, and I gave Ben,
then
I got to pay Juju.
Yeah, Juju coming up at some point too now.
Exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's why people say the NFL is built for everybody to be 8-8. The teams that go above that, bro, they had that money dispersed evenly. Ain't nobody getting a lot of money. Once you get that, start getting them people getting that double-digit money a year, that's when you return to the 8-8, 7-9, 6-10. You know, the Cleveland Brown territory, you know. They're going to have to pay Myles Garrett. I know Gene over there shivering. But Myles Garrett going to have to get paid. Chubb going to have to get paid.
Who?
Myles Garrett got to get paid. Nick Chubb.
Yo, Brown. Y'all going to have to make some choices over there.
Hey, I really don't have nothing to do with it.
Remember, Tony C, remember, he is a Raiders fan.
Oh, Raiders well, Nation. You know, oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank you for blessing us with the greatness of Amari Cooper.
That's what organizations do. Now you don't look at us as a bad organization. That's what great organizations do. We help each other out. You know, thanks for the first
one. Oh, y'all help us out.
Money.
I bet you any amount of money. That first round pick that you get ain't going to be better than Amari Cooper on his best day. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't even think it's going to be a top. I think it's going to be a top 15 pick anyway.
No, it ain't.
So,
nuh-uh, because
if
they keep winning, it's going to be slated for like a bottom 20. If Dallas keeps winning,
exactly.
Right, but that's our. Winning. But that's a pick that we wanted to pick up because it's already two more picks
right,
there.
Right.
So we got one in the top five guaranteed.
Right.
Because of our record.
Listen.
But
this would need
three picks in the first round. Come on, Will.
You'll take that. I agree. You'll take that.
This is what I need y'all to do, right? We can do some more Raiders Cowboys business. Y'all can drive from Georgia, right, to be y'all quarterback, and then trade us Derek Carr.
I think it'll be like Derek Carr. They seem to be getting along pretty well. I tell you.
Yeah, because you're throwing to the damn tight ends all the time. Throwing to the tight ends.
Well, when you're
one thing you do.
When Derek Cook is your best receiver on the goddamn field, I mean.
that's real.
That's real, though. Yeah, that's real.
They said that yesterday. They was like, well, they wanted to feature Jared Cook over Amari Cooper. I was like, that's just bad.
I'm going to tell you somebody else to go, thank y'all, too. I'm going to tell you somebody to thank y'all, too. The Chicago Bears fans want to thank
Chicago Bears. Oh, of course.
They want to say thank y'all for Khalil Mack.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, we're one of those organizations. We don't want to be looked at as snakes.
Oh, y'all don't want to be holding on to players knowing they want to get the hell on?
We ain't holding on to players. We're trying to make the whole league look good. We need it. You know, they need teams like the Raiders. I'm glad y'all like us.
Y'all need to fix y'all damn field, too. Y'all out there looking like the Redskins field. Got that man, I'm going to break his leg. That's sabotage, yo.
That's the kicker's fault.
They need to sue the Raiders for that one, bro.
Hey, that's the kicker's fault.
See Boswell leg, man?
Hey, that's the kicker's fault for not having this plant foot down.
That's poor field maintenance, man. And I know it's Mexicans out there to keep that grass.
You really believe that was poor field maintenance?
Man, did you see it?
I seen it.
The man's ankle almost turned bike in front. Turned away to the 360.
He didn't plant his foot right. That's all I said.
That's the kicker's job.
And why couldn't he plant his foot? Because of poor field condition.
because they kicked on it earlier?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
It looked like snow, sleet, rain, and everything had been on that field. Like, why the Raiders field? Look at that. Oh, I see why they moving to Vegas. I see why y'all moving to Vegas and want to play games in Mexico, because that field is terrible, yo.
Yeah, it's a baseball field.
Yeah.
If I was Boswell, I'd be like, y'all can't put that one on me, man. That's the maintenance crew.
So you want to turn around
and see. You damn right if I was Pittsburgh. I call shenanigans. I'm fluent.
He's just gonna sue us because he didn't step right. I mean, come on. Because
of that divot that was in the field. Just like if I was RG3, I would sue the Redskins, messing up my knees. That damn horrible field.
Yeah, I'd have sued Shanahan. I'd have sued
exactly.
I'd have sued all them.
Put me out there.
And keep
it. Put me out there.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
And on the field.
Yeah, they did him bad. Damaged goods.
All right, y'all. Don't forget.
Oh, my God, though.
For that one.
Say what, Doom?
I'm suing Dane Snyder, too.
Yeah.
He ain't keep the field just like Al Davis Jr. or whatever. Ain't keep the field. And it's wrong they fired Reggie McKenzie like it's his fault. Like, he told him to trade Mari Cooper and Khalil Mack. That was John Gruden's call.
Yep.
It wasn't his fault.
But some of those
pickups, always blaming the brother, I guess.
But some of that pickups he shouldn't have done. He shouldn't have got no damn Jordy Nelson for Michael Crabtree. That was one thing that I was critical of.
Let me tell you, the biggest problem I think with the Redskins made, it was letting Sean McVay go. We should have got rid of Jay Gruden's ass and kept Sean, the Rams coach, because he was our OC.
Yeah.
Well,
young too.
He getting 15-degree weather and try to throw it around like he's got like he's the 96 Gators instead of turning getting the ball to Todd Gurley.
Dude, you got one of the best running backs, if not the best running back in football, and you don't use him.
And it's 15 degrees.
I don't care if he doesn't produce anything, but you have to keep that defense honest.
I'm lining up in a wishbone in 15-degree weather. If you're a receiver, you ain't getting no work out here too much. If my Cowboys have to go to Chicago, we're gonna be in a power. We better be in a power eye. And running deep, going to get about 40 carries. Better get 40 carries. The only pass we're going to throw is to the tight end or the fullback in the flat. That's the game plan. Yeah, oh, that's the one the ball man. Got. Prince of Marco Moore looking like Deion Sanders. Fuller, and they looking like the 94 49ers out there.
They looking good, man. That defense looking good, man.
Yeah, when you... Your quarterback dropping back, like I say, like he's Danny Wilson, back in Florida in 15-degree weather. And they sitting on everything short. Like, you ain't throwing it deep.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
We know you ain't gonna throw it.
That's how you beat the Bears in Chicago. You gonna beat Chicago in Chicago 17-10 or something like that. 13-10. 13-6. Mr. Trubisky throwing three picks and he still win. Where they do that at? Come on, man. That's coach.
Yeah.
Sean McVay. Doom on the coaching team.
All right, you guys. Let's go ahead and get on out of here for the night. Don't forget, however, to catch all the fine shows here on Rant Aaron Radio. We come back tomorrow night at 7 p.m. with the Shining Wizards, followed by the Rant at 9 p.m. with AA and Tony C. Come back to you on Friday at 9 p.m. with Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And then it'll be this fine show, The Sports Report, Monday night at 11:15. You'll be able to catch everybody. Hopefully, everybody will be back on the line again with me on next week. Anything else we got to go before we roll out for the night, guys?
Nope. All good.
Wishbone. Power eye. Flex bone.
Old school.
Oh. Yeah, you ain't got no quarterback. Man. Watch the Redskins. That what y'all need to be in. Single wing.
Go back to SMU. Go back to the days of SMU.
Straight up. 15 degree weather. They out there throwing the ball around like it was 85 and sunny.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
But you got to ask yourself.
And I know Scott Linehan.
Oh, go ahead.
My bad. Well, I just want to say, Scott Linehan, I know you're listening. We mess around and we get past the Seattle Seahawks. We have to play the Bears. I tell you what. And be gunning for his damn job.
I think the team everybody.
Dak Prescott better have number 15 passes.
I think the team by everybody in NFL, the team that people keep sleeping on, I think, and I know that people keep saying they're going to do it. But at some point, I think the team that everybody keeps sleeping on is the Chargers.
if they beat,
they get Melvin Gordon the back
Chiefs Sunday. If they beat the Chiefs Thursday, then I think people will be on notice about the Chargers.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that's a team that people just keep.
They gotta win. On. If they lose Thursday, they might as well shut up.
Yeah, they gonna get no respect. But if they can beat the Chiefs, yeah, which is a tall order. Don't get me wrong. You need Melvin Gordon back because I ain't feeling Eckler and I ain't feeling the other boy Jackson. But if they get Melvin Gordon back, I think they have a shot. All right, guys, thank you for being with me tonight. I do appreciate it. Hey. For Gene.
Yes, sir.
For Doom. For Tony C. And myself.
Wishbone.
Wishbone. Thank you, guys.
Tony Wishbone, right? Not the dog. I'm talking about the formation.
Thank you, guys, for joining me tonight. I do appreciate it. No outro. We're just going to roll on out. I'll see you guys next week.
Yes, sir.
Y'all take care. Y'all have a good one.
Later.
All right, guys. Peace.